Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me tell you a quick story. About 6 years ago or so, we adopted a dog, put him up on Facebook so people could name him, and they named him Buddy Guy. He's around a 100-pound black lab. I'm a blues player, so it made a lot of sense. So that's his name, Buddy Guy. And we don't know how old he is. He's between 9 and 12. We're not sure. But anyways, last year he started having problems walking. And over the last 3 months, it's gotten so bad that he could not get up and down the stairs. He was falling, planting his face into the carpet when he came down the stairs, falling down the deck. And I took him on walks, and they kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter to the point where the dog would come back and his legs would collapse. So after a vet visit, we changed his meds because he's been on pain medication and stuff like that. And it just wasn't helping. So I go to Facebook and I say, does anybody know anything about this? And I was looking for something that was in home that I could do with the dog, because 108 pounds is hard to get into the back of an SUV. I could not lift him. I could get a ramp, but his legs weren't good enough to get up the ramp. So I couldn't take him in for laser treatments or any of the things that people were suggesting. Lo and behold, one of my clients knew of a guy who has this laser therapy blanket. And then a lot of other people started talking about something called CBD oil, which is a natural hemp extract without the THC, so the dog doesn't get high. Anyways, about a week ago, we put him on the hemp oil and we got this laser jacket in. Now, keep in mind, this is not a cheap thing, but we got it in and we decided to give it a shot. Within a week, the dog is going on much longer walks, can get up and down the stairs by himself with no problem, and the results have been amazing. Now, I've been documenting this. I did the first day on his walk before the blanket, and I showed how his legs were collapsing even after two blocks. And then I started taking pictures of him day after day after day. It's been 7 days, and people on Facebook have been blown away by the progress. Matter of fact, these posts that I've been doing have been getting over 100 plus likes, plus maybe 50 comments, a bunch of shares, and a bunch of questions. And this story has resonated with so many people who've had pets who've gone through this, or even pets who are going through it now, and people with big dogs and small dogs and cats and whatever. This has been an incredible story. And it's actually helped me land a client to help him sell more of these blankets. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a story like that? Do you have something that needs to be told to your audience that could help you sell your products or services? Do your customers have stories, success stories of maybe things that you've done for them? Because I'm a customer of this particular client. How do you make that emotional connection with an audience that gets them to take action? And that, my friends, is how you create the perfect marketing strategy through using content marketing. By telling your story. Now, there's lots of different ways to tell your story. You can do it through blogs, which is one of my favorite things to do, is to create blogs. But you could use video, or you can get on podcasts or create your own podcast, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, by getting these stories out there, you're not selling anything. You're giving social proof. And if you write it as a blog, the best part about that is it becomes additional content on your website that Google will index. And if people are searching for certain things, yours might show up, especially locally. So think about that for a minute. This is a way, by telling your story, to get it in front of hundreds, thousands, even millions of people. So let's talk about that. How do we create your story? Well, first and foremost, as I said, you have to create that emotional connection with your audience. Obviously, the pet owners feel the pain of watching their dog slowly decline. And some of us, including us, me and my wife, have had to put dogs down, have them euthanized because their quality of life was so bad. And a pet's quality of life has a direct impact on the owner's quality of life. From an emotional and physical standpoint, trying to get a 108-pound dog in the back of a car. Other people have said the same thing even about small dogs. So it created this incredibly strong emotional connection. And that's what you have to look for, is how can your story resonate with people and make them feel something enough to want to engage, to like, to comment, to share, or even more importantly, take action and purchase. So let's talk about formatting this in a way that's going to help you get that message across. Now, I'm going to do it from a blog standpoint, but nothing says you can't do it in a video standpoint or a podcast standpoint, whatever it is. So the first thing you have to do is think about the headline, because the headline is the thing that gets attention first. What is your headline? There's a tool out there from CoSchedule called CoSchedule Headline Analyzer. Just Google that, CoSchedule Headline Analyzer. It will help you figure out whether your headline is going to be attractive to audiences. It's a great tool. So you need to write a headline that's going to get attention. The next most important thing is the intro. Does the intro have a compelling question? Does it have a message? Does that create an emotional contact that's going to make people want to dig deeper into the article? So then you have to define what the problem is. What's the problem that people are trying to solve? You could say, do you have an old dog with bad hip problems? Well, guess what? It may not be his hip and it may not be his knees, but it actually might be his spine. And this laser therapy blanket actually does pain relief and deep healing both on the bones and on blood flow that helps your dog heal himself. That's the story. That's the problem. That's the solution. So just with those few words, I was able to tell the story. And of course, I can expand much more on it, but this is a 10-minute podcast and I don't want to go too deep. But if you really want to check it out, follow me on Facebook. Look up Brian Basilico, send me a friend request. I'm happy to let you in and take a look at some of these videos. And you'll get a sense of what people are commenting on, what they're saying, how many people are liking it, and how this story has changed so many people's minds and potentially their lives and the lives of their pets. So we've defined the problem and we offer a solution. And obviously, I have to make more of a case as I go along as to why this thing works. But that's up to the company that makes it. The final thing that has to happen is the call to action. What do you want people to do? Do you want them to sign up on an email list for more information? Do you want them to follow you on social media? Do you want them to purchase now? You have to decide what that is. And every blog, every story can have its own separate call to action. It doesn't have to be the same thing every single time. So if you want to grow your business and you want to build that perfect marketing system, what you need to do is learn how to tell your story in a way that emotionally connects with your audience. So if you like this, check out perfectmarketingstrategy.com. There I have all of the episodes of this podcast, plus I have some worksheets for you to be able to work through it and think about how you can create your story and your perfect marketing system to help you grow your business fast.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.